Porto, with Tom DiPietro, re-elected.
Correct.
Okay, so this is your second term as Common Council President. How does it feel to get re-elected? Is it any different from the first time?
It's totally different because now I know, when you're first running and you haven't done anything, it's all promises. Now I know people are electing me because they like what I've done. You know, what more can you ask for? It's like, okay, here's what I really believe. Here's what I want to do. And now people are affirming that. So, you can't beat that.
Yeah, well, so what are your legislative priorities for the first 6 months of this term?
I have priorities for next week. there are a number of things that we were working on near the end of the last term that I want to do immediately. Something as simple as raising the meter price on Warren Street, which we hope will incentivize people to use the meters off of Warren Street. So we're only going to raise those. And it's not so much a money raiser, just to get Warren Street moving more, because it's really the way, it's a log jam right now. So that's an immediate thing. Long term, we definitely want to get housing in play. And by in play, I mean, you can't just like magically, make housing appear. It's a long process. We even discovered that with the 25 units we helped the Housing Authority put back online. I mean, it's a process and it takes time, but we're committed to it.
Just a couple more questions.
Sure.
The council's temporary ban on short-term rentals was vetoed by the previous mayor.
Yeah.
And as one of its last acts of business, the council then failed to override that veto.
I know.
Do you plan to bring the moratorium back?
Rather than bring the moratorium back, I think we're going to go right for getting the regulation done. Because that's one of the options. A lot of the complaints of those who voted against the moratorium is that we were taking too much time. Well, that's ridiculous. But that's how they feel? Okay, we're not going to take much more time. We're going to go right to it and get that law done.
And do you expect a more supportive response from this mayor?
Oh, absolutely. We've been talking about this forever. And yes. And from the council. Mm-hmm. I think some of the councilmen at the last minute voted against it out of whatever bizarre reason they had. But oddly enough, they had all voted for pushing the law forward, and then just, something happened. So we'll get that done.
All right. So finally, what is the most pressing issue the city of Hudson is facing today?
Well, again, I think the housing shortage in general, and I don't mean just low affordable housing, I mean housing at all scale. Because, look, every time an apartment becomes a short-term rental, that takes an apartment out of the housing market for renting long-term. And that's our biggest problem. We're just losing a housing stock, a rental stock. And that has to be addressed, because otherwise you have a city with weekenders, people who are being pushed out. You don't have a city with them, they're gone. And you lose the vibrancy of what a community really means. So I think that's our most pressing issue. And then of course, just keeping everything open and fair, because that easily gets lost in the mix. You want to get things done, so you take shortcuts, you forget that everybody has to be represented.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Go GXC.